Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast for this week, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
It's great to be with you this week. On our Heartbeat video this week, we talked about, or actually I asked everyone a question. And the question was, are you fully alive? And what I meant by that was asking you, are you being the person that God wants you to be? And are you doing what God wants you to do? Because there are so many times in our lives where we're not being the person God wants us to be. We're not doing the things he's asked of us. And there's a few reasons for that. We're unmotivated.
We're tired,
exactly. Simply lazy. Yes. That's a valid,
Undisciplined.
Reason. Yep. Or life, the way I described it, life throws us a curveball. And therefore, we're trying to readjust our lives to now living with this curveball, a situation that's thrown at us, new circumstance. One of the examples I gave was when I had my daughter Hannah. She had an intellectual disability, was born with one, so therefore I had to readjust.
Change your perception of being a mum, children, future career, if that's what you wanted.
So, and I think therefore it's understandable if you're unmotivated or tired because that curveball causes you to feel like that at times.
Because it's like, I know when I'm tired or under pressure from work and home and things, sorry to say, Lord, but I sometimes thinking about God goes on the back burner because I'm just trying to cope with life. But as I learn to depend on God more, I lean into God more in those times. And so I'm actually talking to him more in those times, and even though I mightn't feel like in my life I'm going forward, my relationship with God is actually better.
Getting deeper.
Because, I'm leaning in on him.
And so my Heartbeat this week was all about picking ourselves up to go again, to be the person God wants us to be and do what he's asked of us to do by having a deeper relationship. But also just looking at what are the things in our lives. I suppose the way I described it was recognizing that during those times, like you're saying, calling out to God and the relationship's getting deeper, recognizing during those times that God actually has been working in you when you didn't realize it.
Yeah, recognizing the seasons of life. You know, you look at Ecclesiastes, it says the seasons are a time to be born, a time to die, a time to live, a time to reign, a time to, you know, plant, a time to water, a time to plant seeds. And you look at all of that, there is different times in life. So therefore your motivation, the way you think, your attitude, how you do things are going to be different in different seasons. But God can be with you in all of those seasons. It is when I say an attitude, you want to have an attitude of heart. Lord, well, what do you have for me now? Where are you taking me, Lord, now? Lord, this circumstance has come up. You know, it is a curveball. It isn't what I chose. But what do you want me to do with it? How do you want me to learn from it? How do you want me to go deeper with you in this time, in this season? And not like berate yourself too much, like, oh, I'm not doing this right and I'm not doing that right. Just keep falling back upon the Lord. Lord, you know, it's tough in this season. Could you give me courage? You know, have you put me through this season because, I'm not saying he put us through it, but I'm in this season because you want me to have greater courage, have greater faith. Your faith only grows when you actually have to use it and develop it. So, maybe that's what you look at.
And so that's why I was thinking, if you look at what have you learnt over the season where you may be feeling a bit lost or not living up to who you believe God wants you to be, that's when you go, oh, actually, God's done all of this in my life that I didn't realize. Like I realized with Hannah, oh, I'm actually more of a loving person to people, I believe, than before I had Hannah.
Yep.
I'm more kind. But I would have already said I was actually a kind person but God's taken me to a deeper level. So it's looking at that. Even with the example I shared with the coronavirus, when I was talking to my husband Ronan about it once, about like, what have we learnt so far through this time that we're still going through? And he said he's learnt that monotony and routine are things that he actually values. Whereas he used to say that was really boring, but then once that's been thrown out the window, you actually go, actually, having a bit of a routine is a good thing.
Yes.
You know, so like there's, and that's just a small example, but even just trusting in God that when everything else is not stable around you, God is.
Yeah, you can't trust in yourself. I can't trust in what's happening in the world, but I can trust in God.
So when we're going through these times, looking at, well, God, I think asking exactly the question you were saying, God, what are you trying to teach me? Or what have you been teaching me?
Yeah.
Some of the things that I thought that help us to, I suppose, step back into the call that God's placed on our hearts is to remind ourselves of who God's created us to be.
Yeah.
That we were created to be amazing in God's image and likeness.
Yeah.
We need to stop making excuses, which we're all good at that.
Very sad to say, but very good at excuses.
Even just making a plan, like going, you know what? I'm going to work on being a person of greater generosity at the moment. So I'm going to do some things in my life that will help me to get there.
Yes. So like I found there's been a season at my work, it's been under lots of pressure, very demanding, very, they want you to adhere to the schedules so badly that sometimes it doesn't work that way when you're on the phone talking to people. But I've gone, okay, this is what they want and I'm working for them, so I'm going to do it to the best of my ability without complaining, and I'm going to somehow get enjoyment from where I'm placed right now. You know, God might have placed me there or I might have placed me there, but this is where I'm at.
Mm.
And I've really enjoyed the conversations I've had with customers and really gone trying to go that extra mile for them to help them and not look at where, oh, great, look where I'm at, but look, how can I help them where I'm at?
And so you've made that decision, which, so I've just said it in a different way, make a plan, but you've made that decision of, I'm going to have this attitude and I'm going to approach my work in this way.
A bit differently.
Yeah, and then that's stepping back into who God wants me to be by really placing your love or giving love to others by doing that too. By making that decision.
Well, it's interesting. They want you to do 10 minutes of preparation before you start for the day. And because you've got to read all these emails and all these different procedures because they might have changed different things overnight. I actually now go in an extra 10 minutes for myself to plan myself ready for then the 10 minutes of preparation before I start. And I really enjoy the time. I guess make myself a cup of tea or coffee, sit down, read some things, look at how I'm going to, go through my own procedures, how I'm going to talk to customers or help customers. Then I start the preparation of the day with what the work wants me to do. But I've already done the plans at the beginning for my day. And before I do that, though, I make sure I've already read a psalm or I've said the Our Father or the Hail Mary or whatever to our Lord and talked to him before I even turn on the radio in the car, because I want to have that time with God before the day starts, before I have other things enroding in on my life.
Yep.
And it's amazing, like you're saying, the plan. It's amazing how I feel more fresh and alive. I'm not tired. Yeah, I'm tired when I sit down at the end of the day. Yeah. But it really helps.
You just got you in that headspace.
Yes.
Too. Yeah. And then the next part, which I think is hard, one of the hard parts when you're starting to pick yourself up and not stay where you are when you're in that unmotivated space, is to actually take a step. To actually go, okay, now I'm going to have this attitude and now I'm going to do it. Like actually taking the step and enacting something. I think that's the hardest part.
And it's interesting that you say that, because at work they sort of come and ask you different things. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Why did you do this? And every day they were asking me these different questions every day, really. So now what I do, I assess where I am, and at the end of the day I send an email to my manager and I already outline what the day went, what happened, so they don't actually come and ask any questions because I've already told them. And it makes me feel like, great, they're not on my back. I've done the step forward and already just presented to them what happened.
Yep. Well, that's a good idea. Get ahead of the game.
Yeah. Right.
And then my last point that I shared on the heartbeat this week was get an encourager to share your call with people in your life, because you need an encourager.
And that reminds me again, I had one of my staff members but that I've got along really well with, and we encourage each other every day. And there's been times now when our rosters aren't the same, so we haven't been in together. And she goes, what am I going to do when you're not around? And I said, well, go and talk to so-and-so. She goes, they're not the same. She said, because I can like blurb out to you how I'm feeling and what's happening, and you just listen, and then you encourage me. And I went, wow, that's really nice. She said, the other person just says, suck it up. You know, it's okay, yeah. It's okay. And she said, yes, like that's in a way an encouraging word, but I want to be able to feel like someone listened to me and they try and squash what I'm saying because they don't want to hear it. And I can understand that too, but we've got to give people courage where they are at.
Yep, definitely. So this week, the weekly challenge, I think because we talked about it a little bit, I reckon the weekly challenge this week should be to make a plan of what you want to step back into in your life.
Yeah, even if you have to change the plans over a few days and realign it and change it from week to week when things come up. But yeah, I think it's a great idea.
And I think too, when we put pen to paper, if you actually want to write it down, I think in the writing down, that reignites your passion for things you want to do, but also the person that you want to be in God.
Yeah, see, my plan started out was, one, I didn't want to feel like I was attacked at the end of the day all the time when the manager was saying, what have you done? What have you done? What have you done? But on top of that, I didn't want to have an attitude of, oh, great, I've got to go to work now and this is going to happen. I thought, I'm going to take the step forward. What do they take? The first foot forward or something? And be on the front.
Oh, front foot. That's what we're looking for.
I want to be on the front foot and present it. And then they go, oh, great, thank you. And then I feel good and they feel good and it's all done.
All right, awesome. So we hope that you can put that weekly challenge to good use this week, and we look forward to chatting with you all next week. Bye.
Hope that helps. Have a great week. Bye.